This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we begin a study of the church. Now, by the church, I mean the church that we read about in the Bible, the church described upon the pages of the New Testament. The church which Jesus promised to build is recorded in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 when he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Now I want to raise the question, what is the church? As we begin this series on the church, and we'll have a number of lessons on this particular topic, it is certainly very important that we understand what the church is. Now, as we go into the Bible, it's the case that there is no single definition of the church. As a matter of fact, we can study in various places things about the church that will help us to understand what it is. And it's important for us to see all of these. So let us study together as we take our Bible and read in various passages these statements which help us to see what the church is. Now I suggest first of all that we need to understand that the church is the called out. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul makes it clear that Christ, the Lord, is the caller. Now that's significant because in each one of these points you will see something that is emphasized about the Lord himself and something that is emphasized about the members of the church. Note in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Apostle Paul has this to say, "But we're bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Notice that God chose us. Those who have obeyed the gospel have been chosen by the Lord. They have, in effect, been elected by the Lord, have been called by the Lord. We find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul has this to say, "And for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, that when ye received from us the word of the message, even the word of God, ye accepted it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also worketh in you that believe." And so we are called by the gospel, as Paul goes on to say in verse 14 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "Whereunto he called you through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so to say that the body of people described in the New Testament as the church is to say that the Lord is the caller. In the second place, it's to emphasize that the members of the church are the called. You can see there the distinction between the Lord as the caller and the members as those who are called. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter makes clear that we are the called when he says of the Lord that he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's note that whole statement. "But ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." So you see, God calls us by means of the gospel, that is, by means of his word, the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And then we are called out of darkness, out of the darkness of the guilt of sin, out of the darkness of the love of sin, and into the marvelous light of God. When one crosses the line into the body of Christ, the church, he crosses the line into the light of God. He's called out of darkness into the marvelous light of God. And so when we read in the Bible about the church, we're not talking about something of human invention. If anybody in the world has a right to start a church, I suppose that I would have one and you would have the right to start one also. But we do not have that right. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for the church, and it emphasizes that he's the caller and that we as members of it are the called. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.